Wishing you a beautiful Tuesday, and I hope you had a lovely weekend. So today we are starting the second half of our month of creating and succeeding. And this second half of the month is going to be lighter. We're focusing on bringing in an uplifting and motivating energy within ourselves by having a very positive focus, looking at things from a fresher and a renewed perspective and outlook, and also bringing a sense of encouragement to ourselves as well. In the first 2 weeks of this month, we looked at the heavier energies that come with everything. There's always light and dark with each thing that we approach in life. And those 2 weeks, we're looking at what your limiting thoughts were, how to overcome them, why are you holding yourself back, and where the emotional core root of all of those things was stemming from. And we're not just focusing on the goal that you want to achieve over this course of this month. This is really about helping you as you approach every part of your life, even the mundane things that we do day to day. There is so much going on in the world, you know, as we all know, and particularly over the last year and a half, it has been quite a challenging time. So it's like when you hear a bit of good news, somebody tells you something good, it gives you a bit of a lift. Or here last week in Ireland, we found out that from the 10th of May, we're going to have, you know, significant restrictions lifted. And you just get this sense of a boost and a really good feeling. We are actually able to create feelings of greatness like that, giving ourselves a boost of energy, bringing in motivation and encouragement for ourselves when we seek out good things, because we do get caught up listening to the news and all of the things that are relevant, realistic, they're going on, but our brains can get quite drained by those things. We also get caught up in our jobs and our, you know, our issues and stresses that we have going on. But as I said before, it's been scientifically proven that 40% of our mind actually has choice. And that choice can be used to not just think positive all the time or pretend you're feeling positive, but choice to look at things differently. And I suppose really in its time for me, what I've been trying to do, particularly over the last, you know, 5 or 6 months, is looking at how you're approaching things, your responses to things. We've talked about triggers, we've talked about reactions, we've talked about our core emotional reasons, our fear story, as we talked about last month. We've really have done so much work, and really well done too as well, for all of that work of looking at why things happen for us as they do, why we feel the way we do, and why we are where we are, let's say. So knowing all of that and having done that work, and you're still doing it, and so am I, it's looking at the choice piece and saying, okay, well, I actually do have choice to look at things differently. So this is not, like I said a moment ago, about pretending to be positive. But what I want you to do for today is start to look for the good that's actually around you. And each and every day to do that, but particularly today because we're doing our teaching, looking at the good. Even if something difficult or stressful happens for you, find even some good in that. What was the lesson? What came up? So there's a lot here. And the reason I'm getting you to do this is because this is how we uplift ourselves. When we see things, you know, we actually see things clearly and see what's around us and see, you know, what we have to be grateful for. It doesn't diminish like issues or difficulties that we might have, but it definitely can shift our focus or shift our energy. And I shared with you on Friday the exercise around your limiting thoughts, which was around, you know, really looking at situations and journaling on it. And this is something I'd really encourage you to do as well here, is like looking at what you can find in a good way. What are you seeing that's good and uplifting to you in every day? Because there's something in every day. There's more than something. There's so many moments of that. So just start that for today, just to kind of get the energy starting around this. Just to remind you as well, tomorrow night at 8:30 Irish time, so that's Wednesday the 5th, we have our monthly gathering, and we're going to talk all about this and bring some good uplifting energy in as well as some lovely meditation. So I hope you're able to join me for that on Zoom. The link for that class is at the bottom of or near the bottom. It's under the soul gathering or the monthly gathering part of the page, so scroll right down under the teachings and you'll find the link there. And for those of you who are in the WhatsApp group, I'll pop it in there as well tomorrow. So I hope to see you at the class tomorrow, and have some fun looking for those really good things in life at the moment.